You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Happy Friday morning, 6:07 in the morning. Happy that you're with us this morning because apparently we suck. I'm just reading the text line here, Kim, and that was the first text of the day. So this individual is back and listening, which we appreciate.
We missed him.
I know, or her, whoever it is. We don't know.
Oh,
right?
It's a guy. Come
you
on.
Think?
Yes.
Okay. Could be.
That's sexist.
I know. How do you know that?
Reveal yourself, you suck
All
person.
These crazy liberal white women that are getting themselves in trouble
mean
around
like a,
the country?
Like a Karen? Or
That's
I guess,
who it
you know
be.
What? It's no longer
could
Karen.
Could be a Jessica.
Now the Gen Zers say it's Jessica's the new Karen.
You brought that up yesterday or the day before, and my friend Joe texted me. He goes, "That's really funny because my wife's name is Karen and her daughter's name is Jessica." I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
Whoops.
He thought it was hilarious. But I would imagine if your name was Karen, that crap would get a little old, don't you think?
Oh, because people would be making jokes about it nonstop.
You.
But now as a blonde, people do make the dumb blonde jokes, and that actually can sometimes annoy me. I can take a joke. Trust me, I can. But it does get old.
I haven't heard one of those in a while. I would just have to say.
They're out there.
All right. That could be. Okay, maybe they're out there, just been covered over by everything else, like calls for civil war and votes for the War Powers Resolution. I mean, those are the summed up the two biggest stories of the morning here, if you're paying any attention to what's going on. Yeah, I like it at Will. Will calls them awfuls. That's his new nickname for these angry white female liberals, AWFL, awfuls. They are awful. They are awful. And you know what? The vice president nailed this yesterday with what's going on around the country. He said, you can call what happened in Minneapolis tragic and still recognize at the same time that this awful person, this angry white female liberal, put herself in that situation. There's video that shows her pulling the car up, her wife getting out to record it before it happened. It was staged to happen, except the result was not what she anticipated. Because sometimes when you mess around, you find out. And unfortunately, that's what happened. It is tragic. But you can't have organizations and governors and mayors encouraging this type of illegal activity. I want to know who was paying her, who designated her a watcher or whatever she was, an ice watcher. Who designated her to do that? Who told her she could do that? You're welcome to go protest in America. That's your First Amendment right. When you start to impede law enforcement, you cross a line. And I don't recommend it. And the fact that there were protests, I'm watching the local news this morning in the Grove last night. Hundreds of people turned out. Wow. Let's see, there's 1.8 million people in the greater St. Louis area and hundreds. I don't know what that percentage is.
Well, I will say,
but I'm just saying,
the fact that they got hundreds out, you know,
well, that's
a decent size for it just having happened. And I said this yesterday. I said, this is going to spark nationwide protests. Mark my words, because things are only going to ramp up over the weekend.
People are off work,
and they're going to be more willing to go out there in the streets and cause issues.
Here's what you need to know. This is the theme song of the left in this country, and J.D. Vance nailed it yesterday. It's the lunatic fringe of politics. That's who these people are. When the governor of a state, in this case Minnesota, or last night in the case of Oregon, comes out and refers to criminals as citizens, as her protecting her citizens, two of her citizens got shot. No, they're not. They were members of Tren de Aragua, and they were being legitimately investigated by the folks at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency when one of them tried to run over a police officer, in this case a federal law enforcement officer, and ended up getting shot as a result. Now, these two were only wounded in Portland. They're in the hospital, hopefully in ICE custody. But you've got to be a lunatic to think that people can be lawless and get away with it, and we can operate a society like that. Look at all the places where they've allowed that to happen. Chicago, parts of Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., New York, anywhere where you don't enforce the law. St. Louis with Kim Gardner. Anywhere where you don't enforce the laws, it emboldens criminals. So, no, the answer to your question, Tina Kotek, governor of Oregon, is no. Go pound sand. I don't care how angry you are as an awful, as Will said so fittingly here, an angry white female liberal. I don't care how mad you are. We're not going to stop enforcing the laws. Just get over yourself. If that's what you want, secede from the union and start your own little liberal utopia out there where criminals can do whatever the hell they want.
Mark, they would like that. They would love to secede. They would want to get out of here. Under Trump's leadership, that would be a dream for them.
If that's the reason that Tim Walz and these other people lead us into a new civil war, they're going to lose badly.
Yeah, this good woman, right, Nicole Good, there, everyone, of course, is talking about how she's a mother of three and she's a poet. And they say leftist sources call her a legal observer. But it was so you because you brought this up earlier. It says she was an anti-ICE warrior and a member of the ICE Watch, which is a coalition of activists dedicated to disrupting ICE aids in Minneapolis. So she had just gone to drop her 6-year-old son off at school and then immediately went over, I guess, to this protest.
And this will be controversial, but if she and her wife had instead gone shopping at Aldi's to get groceries for the child for its sustenance, she wouldn't be dead today. But she chose poorly. And that's exactly what happened. And there's nothing more to it. She put herself in that situation. And yesterday, the governor of Minnesota basically said, we're on the verge of a civil war. That's what he said. When you've got leaders of states making comments like that, it's going to sow more violence. And the violence is not coming from the right. It's coming from the left. Unfortunately for the left, the right's got all the guns. So I don't think you're going to want to go there, to be very honest with you. You're welcome to stand up and whine all you want. But the minute you start leading to violence is when things are not going to end the way you would like them to end, I'm afraid. All right, we got a great show for you. We're going to give away some Rascal Flatts tickets this hour. We got to check a business at the bottom of the hour. We've got Congressman Eric Burleson next hour to talk about that Obamacare vote that happened yesterday and the War Powers vote that happened yesterday that apparently Josh Hawley voted with all the Democrats. I don't understand it. We haven't been able to reach him. We've invited him on the show to explain it. Caught me off guard, I can tell you that. So we will keep talking about all that. But right now, we're going to get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
All right, hold on just a minute. That would be when I turned down Lunatic Fringe, I turned down the vice president.
Tragedy of her own making and a tragedy of the far left who has marshaled an entire movement, a lunatic fringe against our law enforcement officers.
Yep, that's the rallying cry right there. Take that to the water cooler today. It is a lunatic fringe of awful people.
Well, I think Tim Walz should resign, but look, I've beaten up on Tim Walz enough. I don't want to do it anymore in your program. I almost feel bad for the guy, except for the fact that he should have seen this.
Yeah. No, I think he did see it. I think he did see it, Mr. Vice President. And, of course, there he's talking about some of the fraud that's been going on, and that's why he thinks Walz should resign. I think he should resign for coming out and basically calling for a civil war.
The Department of Homeland Security will continue to operate on the ground in Minnesota, not only to remove criminal illegal aliens, but also to continue conducting door-to-door investigations of the rampant fraud that has taken place in the state under the failed and corrupt leadership of Democrat Governor Tim Walz.
Yes, indeed. He's not going to resign, so we're kind of stuck with him. But if you think the federal government's backing off this, think again, and that's a good thing.
When things looked really bleak, it was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation on that July 3rd, 1863. And I think now we may be in that moment that the nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy, to hold the line on decency, to hold the line on accountability, and more than that, to rise up as neighbors and simply say, we can look out for one another. We can have differences. But we proved to the world going on 250 years that our democracy could hold. It feels to me like we're at one of those inflection points.
How do you interpret that? I welcome your comments on the text line, 314-241-9797. That is the governor in Minnesota talking about the fact that referring to the Civil War, actually referring apparently to a battle at Gettysburg, where some regiment from Minnesota is given some credit for the victory that day, and saying that because Minnesota held the line then, they're going to hold the line now. That's what we're the same issues we're up against now. Except then it was keeping the South from seceding and keeping the Union together. He wants to drive the Union apart very clearly over the issue of whether or not you should prosecute criminals and enforce laws. They don't want them enforced, period. That's kind of where we are, and it's a sad, sad testament. All right, quick break. I mentioned some Rascal Flatts tickets. We've got to check a business for you, of course. A little later, Greg Jarrett's going to join us from Fox News. He's great. He's written lots of books on legal challenges in this country. I'm anxious to hear his take on the situation in Portland that happened last night, and, of course, the ongoing mess up in Minnesota. We're back after.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
To this. All right, 8 days from now, you can go see Rascal Flatts over here at the Enterprise Center. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. They're going to be there January 17th. And you can get two tickets right now. Our last two tickets of the week. Our friends at Live Nation want you to get out there. You can also, the tickets obviously are for sale as well. So be sure and go check that out. If you don't win, you can still go see Rascal Flatts when they're in town on the 17th. And best of luck to you. 314-241-9797. Caller number 9 on this Friday. Caller number 9 is going to get a pair of tickets. And good luck to you. And hey, here's the breaking news, because somebody asked me this on the Facebook feed. I think it was last week when they mentioned this. Hey, when are you going to give away some Jimmy Failla tickets? Because he's coming on the 24th out to the factory. And the answer is next week. Next week, I just found out, we're going to give away some Jimmy Failla tickets on the show all next week. So good luck to you if you are interested in going to that show. The tickets are already on sale. They have been for a while. We've got a link up there at 971talk.com/events. We're all going to be there. Jimmy was joking yesterday. We're still working out the details. He'd love to get some food from the Hill while he's in town. I don't know if we can make that happen or not. We're going to try. But he said, hey, me and Mark Reardon and Annie Fry are all going to be part of the opening act of his show, where we'll basically, I think, probably go out and introduce him and, you know, let him entertain. I mean, he's a stand-up comic. First, no, he's not coming here to do his radio show. He's been a practicing stand-up comedian for years, and it's probably what transitioned him out of cab driving over to Fox, because he's an entertainer. But man, is he whip smart! That guy he's quick. I love having him on here every Wednesday. We're thrilled that he is part of this. Just say that. Hey, you know, a friend of mine pointed something out this morning. We're talking about this Renee Good, who was killed up in Minnesota. And, you know, I had to listen to Pramaya Jayapal yesterday. My IQ goes down a little bit every time I have to listen to her. Listen to what she said yesterday. First of all, she said, we don't know what that woman was doing on that street. She might have been going to get her child. She might have accidentally been on that street and felt like she needed to turn around and go a different direction. Well, we know the truth. Everybody knows the truth. She was a radical activist recruited to oppose ICE and harass them. She'd been doing it all day. But this is the kind of garbage we have to listen to. Go to cut 9, please.
But the truth is that every single person in the United States of America U.S. citizens, white, black, brown, whoever you are, you have to worry now that an ICE agent is going to come and shoot at you and kill you.
Did you know that? White, black, brown, orange, green, yellow, all the colors of the rainbow. You might get killed today randomly by an ICE agent as you're walking down the street minding your own business, said no one ever except that moron that you just heard from who somehow got elected to Congress. Why are they allowed to go on the media and tell bold-faced lies like that and whip up these lunatics on the left? Because that's what they are. You want more evidence of that? Have you looked into the background of this Renee Good who got killed? I mean, she's traveled the country. She had her license plate was from Missouri. She's traveled the country training to harass ICE officers. That's how, I mean, even her own former brother-in-law, her husband died before she got a wife. Her husband died. They found her brother-in-law. He's like, she had no business doing what she was doing. She should be taking care of my nephew. Right? Let me tell you how she's taking care of his nephew. Let me read to you a little bit about the Southside Family Charter School where she had just dropped off her six-year-old child before getting herself shot to death while harassing federal agents. This is their mission at the Southside Family Charter School. It is a charter school that meets the needs of a culturally and ethnically diverse population, engaging children in critical thinking, problem solving, involving children in political and social activism, encouraging creative expression, and offering a wide range of electives and advocating for children and families. This is what they do. We are proud to offer a social justice curriculum to kindergartners. They teach K through 5 in this school. First of all, how is she affording? I don't know if it's a public school or not. If it is, shame on them if this is their mission statement. We are proud to offer social justice curriculum, small class sizes, and hands-on learning. I mean, you talk about a lunatic fringe. Somebody with mental health problems, they would take their young child and start indoctrinating them in kindergarten or first grade. But I just read you that their statement. So, it is a Minneapolis public schools alternative charter school. I see that here now. Wow. It tells you all you need to know about this lady and where she was coming from and the situation that she put herself in. Coming up, we'll get a check of business, see how the markets are doing today with Nicole Murray right after the break.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We were in a very different world. We didn't have cyber attacks. You didn't have hypersonic missiles carrying nuclear weapons. It's a very different world, and 9/11 taught us that. So there was a migration from Article 1 to Article 2 in terms of the authority granting the presidency for military strikes within a window. Different administrations have taken liberties in different situations in matters that may not have been anticipated by that original AUMF. So what we need to do is revisit the AUMF to see what is appropriate given the current threat landscape in our country.
All right. So that's not Josh Hawley. I've not heard him speak out on this yet. That is Brian Fitzpatrick. Brian is a congressman from the state of Pennsylvania, but he is in support of this War Powers resolution. To what you heard him explain it there. I don't know if that's Josh Hawley's justification for stabbing the president between the shoulder blades or not. I don't know. But that's how a lot of conservatives are taking it. We've asked the senator to be on the show. Yesterday they had mentioned to Kim maybe next week sometime. So I don't know that we're going to get – we certainly aren't going to get him today. Maybe next week he'll come on and talk about this. He has not publicly discussed it yet, but – you know, Fitzpatrick's in the House. He hasn't had a chance to vote on this yet. This resolution was in the Senate. So I don't know at what point the House might vote on this, but Fitzpatrick is a Republican who also questions the War Powers Act. I want to know where they all were when Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush were all fighting wars, because they didn't go to Congress to get permission in many of those cases. Very, very many. Most of those cases, they didn't go to Congress to get war permission. Last time the U.S. declared war, I think, was World War II. So it's been a long time. So I just want to clear that up and let you know that we don't have answers on why Josh did what he did, but I think he's got a little bit of damage control to do here to explain it to his conservative base, would be my argument on all that. When we get some answer on that, I'll let you know what I hear for sure. All right, right now let's get to Nicole Murray, please. We have Nicole on the phone this morning because we're having a few technical difficulties.
Yeah.
are you feeling better?
We're getting there. We're getting there. I feel like I still sound like a man.
Oh, no. I don't think so. Do you think you sound like
no,
a man?
No, not a man. I can tell you're not feeling well by your voice, but not a man. Although, I don't know if you're a Friends fan, but Phoebe Buffay, when she was sick, she had a cold. She said she sounded sexy. And so when she started feeling better, she was, you know, getting her hair wet and sticking her head out the window to try to catch a cold again to get her sexy voice back.
You know what? That is one of the best compliments you have ever given me, ever. Thank you.
Do you play guitar at Perks on the weekends?
Smelly Cat?
No.
Perks?
Smelly Cat.
Central Perks.
Central Perks.
Come on now.
It's a coffee shop, right?
Do you know the words, Mark?
To Smelly Cat?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I wasn't that big of a Friends fan.
Based on you calling it Perks, I can tell.
but I do know that there is a business in Edwardsville, which is locally here, where it's called EXO, EXO, up in Edwardsville. In the basement of that building, they have one of the original couches that was used on Friends in that coffee shop.
Really?
It was one of the prop couches. At some point, the owner bought it, and they've staged that and some other Friends paraphernalia in the basement over there. So, there
I wonder how much that cost.
That's cool.
I can't imagine.
Ooh. I got to see the set where, like, the fountain in the very beginning where they're doing the opening shots and they're all jumping in.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I got to go see that, which was really cool.
Where is
it? In Hollywood.
Oh, it's in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Years ago.
I didn't know that. All right. Enough of the Friends trivia. What's going on out there?
All right. Futures are mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 270. The NASDAQ down 104. The S&P 500 up roughly half a point. The owners of Robust Bistro and Wine Bar are looking to offload the business amid an $84,000 lawsuit with their landlord. Owners and couple Arlene and Stanley Brown said they are currently in negotiations for a sale to a new ownership, but their final day at Robust will be January 31st. Anheuser-Busch InBev said it will buy back a minority stake in 7 U.S. metal container plants for $3 billion. AB InBev said it will repurchase a nearly 50% minority stake in the plants, which will span 6 states and are held by a group of institutional investors led by private equity firm Apollo Global Management. A Spire CEO who was terminated last spring received nearly $2.4 million in severance from the St. Louis-based gas utility company. The payout to Steve Lindsay, who was terminated without cause in April, was detailed alongside other executive compensations in an annual report Spire submitted to the SEC last month. The Labor Department likely showed modest improvement in December, providing some encouragement for the year ahead of, but nothing to get too excited about. Dow Jones predicts that non-farm payrolls likely rose by 73,000 last month, while the unemployment rate edged lower to 4.5%. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage edged higher this week to just above its 2025 low. Freddie Mac reports that the average long-term mortgage rate rose to 6.16%. That's up slightly from 6.15% last week. And finally, a new study says that people who dread going to parties are smarter than everyone else because those who do not socialize as much tend to see higher levels of happiness.
What?
No.
Who came up with that? Like the cable company owner because they want you to sit home and watch TV?
I mean, there is such a thing as running out of your social battery, you know what I mean? Overdoing it can knock you out.
My social battery needs to be recharged. I've heard my daughter say that a couple times.
See, I'm an extrovert, so I recharge by being around people.
Thank you.
Very little. I mean, I can go days and days and days of being around people. I will eventually need to retreat and be by myself, but not very often.
I need a mixture there. And it also depends on who the crowd is. Like if it's a big overwhelming crowd that you can't get a word in, it's like exhausting. So I gotta get it.
Yeah. This morning I heard you, I laughed, I giggled in the car when I heard you and Gordon Deal talking about the genius dog story. Could you explain this to people, please?
So there is a new study that just came out that a subsector of dogs can actually learn new words by eavesdropping on their owners.
Like bad words or good words? Like they understand the meaning of the word?
Yeah, they understand the meaning of the word. If you say it to them, they'll get what you're saying. I guess bad words can be included in there, but they say that they can understand up to what a 1.5-year-old toddler can.
What?
What's your experience with 1.5-year-old toddlers over there, Kim?
No.
No.
Mine. So what? I'm just trying to figure out what that would look like then.
I don't know what that means. Like my golden retriever is a sweet dog, but she rode the short bus when she left the.
Don't say that about Summers.
When she left her home. And I love her, but she knows food. Like, are you ready to eat? She'll start wagging her tail. Dogs everywhere, if you've got this at home, are now looking at their food bowl. I mean, she picks up on things like that. When I say bad dog, she lowers her ears. So I think she understands that I'm chewing her out. But I don't know if she's listening to me when I'm screaming at the TV and understand what I'm mad about.
No, my dog definitely understands. She gives me attitude. I'll be like arguing with her like an adult, and she'll like give me this bark with her whole body, and I'll be like, "Don't you talk to me that way?" And she'll talk to me that way. So I believe it.
Wasn't there like a pad where they could teach the dog to hit a certain?
I've seen that like, video.
I don't know if it's a certain sound or something.
Some of them
in response
smart.
To a question.
I think it depends on the breed.
Well, German Shepherds obviously are very
German
smart
Shepherds,
because they're
Malinois,
police dogs.
Very, very smart. Yeah. Huskies, pretty smart. All right. Well,
yeah,
we hope you feel better, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll talk to you Monday.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye. All right, that's cool. So as we were getting ready to get her on the phone, I'm going to tell on Kim here. She went over to pick up the phone to make sure it was Nicole because we were having some technical difficulties. And she said something to Nicole, and Ethan and I burst out laughing because it's generally not something men could say to a woman, I guess, depending on what workplace you're in, for goodness sake. I don't know why I thought it was so funny. What did you tell Nicole when you got her on the phone?
I said to her, I go, I think I have to ask you something, but I can't remember the question. And then I said, oh, it's not a question. You look cute with bangs. She recently got bangs.
So random.
Here's the thing.
I said in the background.
Women love to hear a compliment, especially if you make a big hair change. Men, women like to hear that. And it's nice to build other women up because there's plenty of women who tear each other down.
I'm with you 100%. Ask Don Marsh about that, the former anchor of Channel 2. He walked
did he
away.
Did he get bangs?
He walked away from NPR because he complimented.
Looked cute, too.
Karen Foss came on his radio show at NPR, and he told her she looked great. And she wasn't offended by it, but some of the women in the news, in the NPR world over there, were offended by it. And he got called into his boss's office and chewed out over it. And if I remember my history here correctly, he quit because of that.
Are you sure that all he said was, you look great?
That's my memory of it.
Because I question if that was all.
Oh,
he
no,
said,
no.
Or
I
if
think,
it was like, you I, look
in this
great.
Commercial, in this commercial
that's
break.
Different than you look great.
No, but they worked together. He's known her for years.
Okay,
but
it'd be different if you were to tell me, Mark, Kim, you look great today. That's different. I'm not going to view that as creepy. If you said it every day, that would be weird. But if you went up to someone like me and go, you look great, the tone, that is very different and very creepy.
What if you sound like Tony the Tiger?
You look great. Would that be better?
Yes.
For God's sake. We'll be back with another news after this.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right, Kim, I checked, just so you know. And on the NPR website, on their own story reporting on this, they said that all he did when Karen Foss walked into his studio was say, you look good. And
I still
and
need to know the tone.
His co-workers were so put out about it, the guy got called. And Foss wasn't even offended by it, but he quit over it. He's like, you're not going to call me in when I tell a person I've known for 40 years that they look good. What's wrong with that? Anyway, I just wanted to clear that up. That is all he said.
Well, that's dumb then.
And I'm just saying, I would agree that
it's always dumb. Great when other people
Very
get
dumb.
Offended for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Thank you.
So I was going to say, would you ever have like a ringtone that had, not a typical ringtone, like you paid money to get a specific song, like a Hagar song or something like that?
Sure.
Okay. This was what happened the other day when RFK Jr. was talking about that new food pyramid. Listen.
Earlier, 2 days earlier. Oh, I'm sorry.
Duck is also high in protein.
Did anyone expect RFK Jr. to have a duck quack as his ringtone?
Quack, quack, quack. What was the animal he killed in the park that time? I can't remember that story that came out during the election when he was running for the election. Everybody was outraged by it because he killed some animal in a park. I can't remember what it was. That's what his ringtone should have been.
Did he throw goose by its neck?
Was it a goose? I don't know. I would have done that.
I mean, who even keeps their ringtone on loud these days? I just keep my phone on silent, and then I regret that when I can't find my phone because it's on vibrate.
I'll say that's because you work in radio.
Or I put it on silent because I'm in radio, and then I forget to. I rarely take it off that mode, and then I get yelled at by some people who are trying to reach me but can't because my phone's on silent.
Because you missed 15 texts.
I did not mention names. I'm just saying. How come you didn't call me back? I'm sorry, I didn't know you called. All right, here's the story, and I'm going to put this one in the category of, well, duh. AP is reporting why ordering takeout or calling the dog walker might lead to a happier relationship for you. Mm-hmm. It turns out love may benefit from a little less labor. Couples who spend money on time-saving services like getting takeout, hiring a house cleaner, or calling a dog walker report greater relationship satisfaction, especially during stressful periods. Is this like the most obvious? Like, first of all, you have to have the resources to hire a house cleaner or call a dog walker.
Well,
I mean, probably everybody would love to have a house made like Sydney Sweeney come over, but not everybody can afford that.
Maybe you're happier because you have a dog walker, but you're more stressed out because your budget's tighter because you spent money on a dog walker.
True.
Exactly.
Do you think the dogs would be happier, Sue?
I'm pretty good. We're a good walking house just because it's just better, you know?
Yeah, but Lulu might be offended if you hired somebody else to walk her, right?
I'm not sure she would.
You're not my mom.
Come on in. Here's where all the goods are.
Yeah, thank you. Please come in and let me lick your face.
That's the problem. You get a dog and the burglar breaks in and the dog is like, hey, can you pet me?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's mine.
Television host Kelly Ripa had a funny incident the other day because there's this term that's going around. It's become a viral trend called naked flying. Had you ever heard of that?
No.
What?
Neither had I. Well, naked flying means that you're traveling without luggage. But I guess she thought it meant without clothing. So she said on the air that, she goes, I don't wear a bra on the airplane. I just refuse. I feel like life is hard. What's the point?
How can you fly without luggage?
Well, you probably just fly with
just a little carry-on.
Carry-on or something.
That's still luggage.
Luggage.
No, but it's not.
A big bag.
Right, thank you, Sue.
Yes.
Interesting. I would think if you're literally without luggage, you're without everything you need. I'm taking it too literally, I guess.
Yeah, it says that some do go completely without bags and that they just rely on washing their clothes in hotel sinks. Or even the shower at the hotel on their trip.
Okay. That's not me.
They thrift shop for clothing at their destination, then buy a suitcase or a bag to bring their purchases home, or they just ship the items back. So some of these people are not even bringing a carry-on, it sounds like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some of us aren't rich.
There you go.
Or don't want to stink wearing the same clothing every day.
Thank you.
So Matt Damon, some of these characters, you watch them play these roles and they either have to put on 30 or 40 pounds or lose 30 or 40 pounds and look really gaunt. And Damon he's apparently had to do that because he's playing the Greek hero Odysseus in the highly anticipated movie, The Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
So, he said that he went gluten free is how he lost all the weight. There's a picture of him here. He's cut.
He is.
With his big gray beard down.
Think about what foods have gluten in them. And there's a lot of foods, but, pastas, breads, it's a lot of the carb-heavy foods. So if you cut that out, you probably will lose weight.
The delicious stuff.
Oh, you will.
He said, I literally stopped eating gluten. I used to walk around between 185 and 200 pounds. I did that whole movie at like 167. So he lost 20 or 25 pounds.
I'm hoping to lose weight from dairy-free right now.
Yeah.
I probably will.
I'm basically carb-free, so don't bring any donuts in here.
You can't bring McDonald's in here. I can't have any delicious food because my willpower goes out the window when I smell it in front of me. But I won't go get it.
Yeah.
Speaking of delicious food, Girl Scouts just announced they have a new cookie. They always have some new cookie. And this one is called the Explore-mores.
Huh.
Explore-mores, yeah. And it says it has chocolate, marshmallow, and almond-flavored cream.
How much? Have the prices gone up again this year?
Don't they always go up?
They've really gotten smart with this, though, because the last couple years, my daughter did this years back. They were just letting you go on, post something on your website or your Instagram or whatever with a URL you could go to that was specific to your troop, and people could order their cookies right there.
It's lazy. I had to go as a Girl Scout door to door to not only beg people, strangers, to buy my cookies, but then to go deliver them, and it was usually freezing.
I remember that process.
And
nowadays,
you know
that's how
you get
kidnapped.
You still have to deliver.
That too. But they got rid of s'mores, and I'm not happy about that, even though I won't be eating any of these. S'mores were by far the best cookie.
You can ship them. You can have them shipped to you, but they do still have to deliver most of them.
It depends on which manufacturer is making them this year.
You guys know a lot about Girl Scout cookies.
More than we need to. just because the girls were involved. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Congressman Eric Burleson. We'll get his take on that War Powers vote and the vote to extend Obamacare credits in the House. A bunch of Republicans bailed on us.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.